Inside an unmarked gate just off a tree-lined street in Shanghai sits one of the city's most obscure and remarkable museums. It's called the Shanghai Propaganda Poster Art Center. The private collection features about 300 brightly colored Mao-era propaganda posters from some of China's darkest political days. The museum has been around for a number of years, but finally received an official government license last spring. Our Shanghai correspondent, Frank Langford, recently visited, and he sent this report.
There are no signs for the Propaganda Poster Art Museum. It's actually buried in a warren of apartment blocks here in Shanghai, and I'm going to try to find the right door. Okay, so we're heading downstairs to the basement. There, again, not a single sign. Yang Qianzhong.
My name is Yang Peiming.
Yang Peiming is a travel business operator turned art collector. His museum is really just two basement apartments. The posters lining the walls stretch from the founding of communist China in 1949 to 1990.
The propaganda poster is very, very unique. They describe the history with so many detailed pictures. So I think this is interesting because it's art plus politics.
Many posters feature heroic cartoon-like characters with political slogans to rally the masses. The images are triumphant, even if the events they depict were often disasters. Take a poster from 1958 showing a Chinese man on horseback racing past a fat British soldier in a pith helmet on the back of an ox. A slogan says China's economy will surpass Great Britain's in 15 years. The poster was a rallying cry for Mao's Great Leap Forward, which forcibly collectivized agriculture. It was a catastrophe.
We got a famine disaster and people not enough to eat. Crazy.
The resulting famine killed at least 30 million people. Yang says posters helped Chinese appreciate the country's recent boom years by recalling the mistakes and suffering of the past. He explains with an old Chinese saying.
If we want to taste the sweetness, you have to know what is the taste of the bitterness.
Ruby Lung is one of the museum's scattering of visitors today. She grew up in Hong Kong and works for Citigroup in New York. She's fascinated by what she sees.
It's great. It's a hidden treasure, honestly.
Pick out one that really struck you and show it to me, please.
I haven't finished all of them, but first of all, these three.
She points to a series of nearly identical posters first dating to 1953. They show Mao standing atop Beijing's main imperial gate, announcing the creation of the People's Republic, flanked by fellow party leaders.
And some of the people, like they disappear in different versions.
Indeed, with each new rendering, a figure vanishes. It's the political equivalent of the children's song, Ten Little Indians. Yang explains the first figure to disappear is a senior party official named Gao Gong.
He was sold out by Stalin. Stalin told him, say, Gao Gong want to replace you, so make him very angry.
Gao was purged and committed suicide in 1954. Next to Gao was Liu Shaoqi, China's president. Liu was labeled a traitor in the late 60s and died in prison.
So Liu Shaoqi disappeared in the third edition, replaced by another man.
Lung says her mother was sent to work in the countryside during the Cultural Revolution, when Mao turned Chinese society on its head. So the posters have a personal resonance.
It's a good opportunity for me to understand more about my country. And these are like first-hand materials, which I liked a lot.
Yang says he built his collection, he has 6,000 posters in all, because he admires them as art. But he also knows the human costs of the political campaigns they supported. When Mao cracked down on capitalist Shanghai in the early 50s, the communist authorities jailed and interrogated Yang's father.
So I get my father 2 days in the office to tell the things, and eventually he said he was suicide. And we don't believe, because how can you leave a children?
Earlier this fall, the city's newest art museum chose nearly 20 pieces of Yang's to exhibit. But they weren't his propaganda posters. Instead, the museum chose other works, old advertisements, featuring Shanghai ladies from the 20s and 30s. Yang says some curators don't think propaganda posters are art and still find them too politically sensitive. Frank Langford, NPR News, Shanghai.